Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 25th of April. I'm your host, Paul White. Glad you're with me today. I'm going to do a little something different today. I had told you that we would return after Long Form Friday to our 2 Corinthians 5 study, but I'm going to take a day off and just talk from my heart today about some things, just, well, really, because it's where I am and what I'm going through as I record this, and so I want to share it with you. Before I get deep into that, let me just remind you that on Sundays we put a full-length sermon up, and I've been recording the last 3 sermons that post on our site for Sundays. I've recorded them from my office here in Flowery Branch, Georgia. We're not traveling due to the quarantine, and so our meetings are being canceled, and that leads to not having a backlog of video from the road, and I want to keep putting stuff in front of you. So the message this week, and I'm going to talk about that in a second, those cancellations. The message I'm putting up this week is one I recorded this week called A Disproportionate Response, and while that title sounds like it might have something to do with quarantine, it really revolves around Jesus' story of pressed down, shaken together, running over with men given to your bosom. And that's where I focus scripturally on that phrase, a disproportionate response. We also talk about how grace is a disproportionate response. And we do deal a little bit with this quarantine idea. But I think it's a message you will enjoy, and I hope you'll check it out. It's available wherever you listen to the podcast, also available at YouTube. At PWM is our YouTube page. Go there and subscribe. We will be putting up sometime this weekend, our YouTube subscribers video. So if you haven't subscribed to our channel, do so, and then you'll get that video, which is just a little greeting about what's happening in our lives. I'm going to do a version of that today because I'm going through this at the same pace everyone else is. Learning as I go, what has happened in our lives travel-wise is no travel. I haven't went out and preached since a meeting in the middle of March in Augusta, Georgia, and we slid that one in under the wire. That church, that was their last Sunday. They didn't realize it, but that was even their last Sunday meeting. And I did that on a Sunday morning in the middle of March, right after I'd come back from Houston, Texas. And then I had a big spring planned. We were in Canada, Kentucky, Mississippi. All 3 of those have been canceled. And then today, as I record this, I learned that we've dropped the conference in mid-May in Goldsboro, North Carolina. We were going to be there at Harvest Fellowship with Lynn Hiles as the other guest speaker for Pastor Pete Norris. That meeting has been canceled due to the restrictions in the Goldsboro, North Carolina area on hotels and on meeting space. So that meeting has been moved to the 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th of October. That's way up in the fall. We're all optimistic that all of those will happen. So that means that's 4 meetings in a row, 4 conferences, and it's probably 12 or 13 videos that would have been airing over the course of way up into the summer. So I'm adjusting as I go. I'm a guy who, no one weeps for the itinerant minister. We go church to church and do our thing, trying to share our gift. And then when those aren't available, there's just, thank God for the digital footprint. Thank God for video and how accustomed people are to watching video sermons, because that gives us an outlet. Otherwise, I'd feel like a pitcher who was losing his location. Like you've got a fastball in there, but you're losing location because you're not pitching enough. And so you're starting to walk too many people. And I feel like that guy who's trying to get his bullpen sessions in on the side by hitting record on a camera. There is a valuable gift available to the body of Christ that people like myself and so many others like me have, and it's easy to in moments like this where we're not traveling or whatever, and none of the churches are meeting, it's sort of easy to overlook those who are a part of a system that does depend on people meeting together, sort of like the sports arena. You know, people say things like, I've heard people say things like, well, but we really see this on postings and stuff. Maybe the god of sports has been slain in America, so we can realize we didn't need that all along. And I think, you know, that's a heartless thing to say for the peanut vendor at a stadium who builds his entire fiscal year around working from March to October selling peanuts. And now he can't. But thank God the sports idol got knocked over. You know, and I think, I don't know that sometimes we realize how many the ramifications of everything that's going on. So I guess I say that to let you know, I don't think this is the knocking over of idols as much as it is reprioritizing our own lives. That's got to happen. And I've had to do that. And that's what we're doing, is trying to reprioritize our lives. And so really embracing family time, embracing when I do hear a word from the Lord that's strong each week, I focus on recording that, doing the best I can with that, and then putting that out there for people. A few years ago, I got a call from a pastor. I had preached in their church, so had another grace minister, and the pastor called me, and he tried to make it abundantly clear he wasn't upset with me, but he was sort of upset with the system, and he just needed someone to bounce it off of. That when guests, preachers would come in, the crowd would go up 20-30%, all these new faces who were living in the area, and then they were gone. And he was very bothered that they weren't coming back to his church. And it has a good church, really, honestly, a great church from what I can tell. And the response that he gave me was, what bothers me is when you and so-and-so, I won't name the other preacher, come in, these guys will come in and watch you, but they don't come back. He goes, what good does that do us as a church? And my response, I was stunned at that, by the way, because my response was, what good it does you as a church is we bring a gift in that you don't have. And we bring a gift in that your people aren't used to hearing. And we're not the pastor, but we're helping do the work you're doing in a way that you're not doing it, that will benefit the body at large. And then it helps those who are struggling to hear it in a different voice, or maybe to hear a different turn or take on it. I wasn't amused at the moment, but looking back, I'm amused. Why didn't he call the other guy? Well, the other guy was a bigger name than me. And the big name guys, you can't talk to on the phone. So I was accessible. So I took the brunt of it. The bigger guy, he got by with it. I guess the bigger name guy got by with it. But my thoughts on that is, first of all, if you view ministry through a marketing lens, then you are going to have to ask yourself the value of bringing in someone with a gift different than yours. Because if the people that come to be a part of that gift don't stay, then you, in a marketing sense, you're going to go, that was wasted marketing. We didn't grow. But if you're thinking of it in spiritual growth terms, then bringing in a different voice can be the most valuable way to spend a weekend and a little bit of your money and time, because it might be that you've planted and that extra voice waters so that God can give the increase. So our lens has to shift. And so my optimism is that maybe through all of this, our lens is shifting in a way we hadn't thought of. So my whole reason for that was I wanted to tell you about the cancellation. I wanted to tell you about the sermon we're posting tomorrow. And I wanted to tell you that guys like me and other guys like guys, myself and other guys like me, guys and gals, who are out doing this work, are not out doing this work right now. We're trying to adjust the same way everyone else is. If the Holy Spirit prompts you to help in that time, I greatly appreciate it. In my subscribers video for the month, I get a little more in detail with the financial situation. So check that out. I think you'll want to check it out. There's some good miracles in there to talk about that I share with our YouTube audience. So anyway, I wanted to throw that out there today. That's on my mind. Another cancellation this morning is on my mind. I'm taking a deep breath, and then I'm going to record the podcast for tomorrow, and we're going to go into 2 Corinthians 5, all right? I'll see you then. God bless.